For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A raging wildfire has all but wiped out the town of Paradise, California. 23 people are known dead there. More than 6,000 homes have been destroyed. The fire is about 25% contained. West of Los Angeles, two major fires are out of control. KNX reporter Pete Demetrio.
We are going to have this Santa Ana wind condition for the next 72 hours. As long as you have these winds, as long as you have flames, and as long as you have fuel, it will run and it will continue to burn at this location. And I point out, this fire's perimeter and edges, what they call the Woolsey Fire, is roughly 150 square miles. That's one-third the size of the city of Los Angeles. And you've still got a whole lot of unburned fuel in and around this area that could burn.
Two people have died in the Woolsey Fire, which is about 10% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A recount is underway in the tight Florida Senate race. Republican Rick Scott's latest legal filing accuses Democratic election officials in Broward and Palm Beach counties of antics, failures, and willful disregard of the law. But he offers no evidence of fraud. Scott told Fox News Sunday his Democratic opponent Bill Nelson is a sore loser.
He's been in politics way too long, 42 years. He just won't give up.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer was on CNN.
We believe that Bill Nelson will be reelected senator if every vote is counted, and that's what Trump and Scott are so scared of.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head. I'm claustrophobic." He says it took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and only 15 minutes to cut up the body. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A cast member from SNL has made an apology. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Americans can forgive one another.
That's Texas Republican Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw appearing on Saturday Night Live a week after SNL member Pete Davidson had made a joke about him losing his eye while serving as a Navy SEAL in Afghanistan. After what appeared to be a heartfelt apology by Davidson, Crenshaw appeared with him on Weekend Update on the latest SNL and said,
"We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other."
Remembering those who died in World War I, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Speaking in the Sovereign American Cemetery in France, President Donald Trump honors the soldiers who lost their lives in World War I. Trump said French and American soldiers shared similar characteristics.
American and French patriots of World War I embody the timeless virtues of our two republics, honor and courage and glory.
French President Emmanuel Macron also marking the anniversary.
November 11th, 1918, at 11 in the morning, 100 years ago,
jour pour jour,
on the day, on the hour, in Paris and all around France, the bugles sounded and the bells pealed.
For USA Radio.